Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Hey, everybody say hello to Sarah from Melrose.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Sarah, you get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. She's on her way into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Maybe.
You sound confident.
Lots of confidence here. Lauryn Hill turning 47 today. Which group did Lauryn Hill rise to fame with?
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure. Hailstorm.
Hailstorm.
Oh, that's a great answer. Question number two.
No,
The Umbrella Academy and Peaky Blinders are both returning with new seasons in June. Peaky Blinders is a story based on a gang out of which country? Ireland, England, or Scotland?
Ireland.
Question number three. Jeff Bridges opened up about his scary experience with COVID and said he didn't think he was going to make it. Jeff Bridges starred as the iconic character in The Big Lebowski. What was his name? Or his nickname?
I am not sure.
Loved White Russians.
Question number four. Kelly Clarkson announced she's dropping a Kellyoke EP after fans raved about her countless covers on her talk show. Kelly Clarkson's first song after American Idol was a blank like this.
Oh my gosh. I am not sure. This is going worse than my first time playing.
Question number five. Queen Latifah opened up about how she practiced saying no to movie roles that would require her to lose weight in an unhealthy way. She currently stars as the lead in the revival of this CBS crime drama series. What's it called?
I believe in you.
I don't.
At least that's one person.
It's also a Denzel movie, Sarah. Come on.
What are you doing, Dan? You can't just keep throwing out hints. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Yeah, sorry, I got a bill today.
Jeez, Dan.
Oh, you're going to kick her when she's down?
I'm just saying, on question five, you're throwing out hints. No, we're trying to get there, Dan. We were trying to get there. Sarah got zero out of five,
fine.
Kennedy.
Oh, no.
Welcome back.
I got a mail.
You got a mail.
Wicky wick. Girl, it ain't even 7 a.m. and that's a mail.
I haven't had my coffee yet, guys.
That must be it.
Hmm. All right. It has to be. If it's any, I got more right yesterday. I got like three or four.
Oh, so, when you were playing alone in your car?
Bad day for me. Yes. I yell at my radio. So
yelling at the person not being able to answer. Like, what's wrong with you? I can answer all of these questions.
It's a lot easier to be judging your Camry before the lights are on.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill turning 47 today. Which group did she rise to fame with?
The Fugees. Come on, Sarah.
Yeah. 1-0.
That's your homework today.
The Umbrella Academy and Peaky Blinders are both returning with new seasons in June.
So excited.
Peaky Blinders is a story based on a gang out of which country? Is it Ireland, England, or Scotland?
England. Birmingham.
I really got to get into Peaky Blinders.
It took me a while, but I'm so in.
It is a fantastic show. 2-0. Question number three. Jeff Bridges opened up about his scarier experience with COVID, and he didn't think he was going to make it. Jeff Bridges starred as this iconic character in The Big Lebowski.
The dude.
A rug really tied the room together, man.
The Deuterino, not into brevity.
The dude.
3-0. Kelly Clarkson announced she is dropping a Kellyoke EP after fans raved about her countless covers on her talk show. Kelly Clarkson's first song after American Idol was...
A Moment Like This.
A Blank Like This. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Some people
wait. It was my first parody song I ever wrote was to that
about?
Song. A Movie Like This.
Oh,
and
because
how bad it was.
From Justin to Kelly.
Uh-huh. It's the first parody song I ever wrote.
Do you still have it?
No,
I would love to hear it.
I could probably rewrite it in my head.
I probably have it somewhere, actually, on an 8-track tape. 4-0. Question number 5. Queen Latifah opened up on how she practices saying no to movie roles that would require her to lose weight in an unhealthy way. She currently stars as the lead in the revival of this CBS crime drama series.
The Equalizer.
It is The Equalizer.
Woo!
Any of those answers sound familiar? Any of those sound familiar? Yes.
You have homework today, Sarah.
That's what we call a drubbing in the business.
Yeah. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Please go listen to that album today. You don't get the cash.
It's my research.
But you do get a pair of tickets. You're going to be in the Mix Lounge with Avril Lavigne happening at Encore Boston Harbor on Saturday, June 26th.
Oh, my God.
Presented by Arabella Insurance here for New England.
Yes.
Here for good. So we will see you there for that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
From Melrose and Kennedy.
That checks out.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say hello to Lori from Hopedale.
Hello.
Hi.
You have your daughter? You headed over to Children's for an appointment? What's your daughter's name?
Yes. Hayden.
Hayden. What's up, Hayden? Laura, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Felicia.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Lori. We give you $100 if you tie. That is unfortunately a loss for you, and Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This week in 1977, Star Wars was released in theaters and changed cinema forever. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in the movie?
Millennium Falcon.
Aerosmith had to cancel the first set of dates in their Las Vegas residency. Steven Tyler is back in rehab. He voluntarily entered a program after a relapse due to painkillers. Aerosmith has had one song reach number one on the charts in their career. It was also in the movie Armageddon. Name the song.
Amazing.
Doja Cat said her next album is mostly her rapping. Doja Cat teamed up with this female rapper for the remix to her song Say So that eventually hit number one. What is the rapper's name?
Nicki Minaj.
Helen Bonham Carter, turning 56 today. She played one of Voldemort's most loyal Death Eaters in Harry Potter. What was her name?
I'm sorry, the first part of the question I missed?
Sure. Helen Bonham Carter, turning 56 today. She played one of Voldemort's most loyal Death Eaters in Harry Potter. What was her name?
Not a Harry Potter fan. I'm not sure.
All right. And question number 5. Harry Styles revealed in an interview with our very own Matthew Reed on Acoustic Sunrise this past Sunday that he is not a sushi roll guy despite writing music for a sushi restaurant.
Breaking news.
Before Harry released Harry's House, he dropped this Grammy-nominated album. What was it called?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, Matthew Reed was on People.com for that interview.
Yeah, it was a good
interview.
Shout
out to Matthew.
Yep. Lori, how old is Hayden?
11.
11. What was that? Fifth grade, right?
Sixth, actually.
Sixth? Yeah, one of the
Sixth.
Olds.
Going to middle school next year.
Wow. Yeah, she's old now. It's all over but the crying.
Yep.
Kennedy?
Yeah. I think she's got a lot more years in her, but that's okay. Go on.
Nah, it's all downhill after fifth grade. Everyone
what
knows
do you
that.
Know?
Yeah. sixth grade, college, retirement. Yeah. It just happens just like
Hayden,
that.
When you get there, just fight the biggest kid on the playground on the first day to assert your dominance.
Lori got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
This week in 1977, Star Wars was released in theaters and changed cinema forever. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in the movie?
The Millennium Falcon.
Tied at 1. Well, that was a weird day.
It's a little softing.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Aerosmith had to cancel the first set of dates in their Las Vegas residency as Steven Tyler's back in rehab. They had one song reach number 1 on the charts in their career. It was also in the movie Armageddon.
Don't want to miss a thing.
No, you don't. 2-1. Doja Cat said her next album is going to be mostly her rapping. Doja Cat teamed up with this female rapper for the remix to her song Say So that eventually hit number 1. Who's the rapper?
SZA?
Nicki Minaj, Kennedy.
Why can't I remember that?
Tied at 2, question number 4. Helena Bonham Carter, turning 56 today. She played one of Voldemort's most loyal Death Eaters in Harry Potter. What was her name?
Crap.
Are you going to lose your Harry Potter card this morning?
No, I just, sometimes things are here and then they're gone. Bellatrix. Bellatrix.
That's it. Turn in your wand.
Lestrange. Sirius Black.
Oh, you got it.
Of course I did. I just needed to get the right file cabinet.
3-2, question number 5. Harry Styles revealed in an interview with their very own Matthew Reed this past Sunday on Acoustic Sunrise that he is not a sushi roll guy despite writing music for a sushi restaurant. Before Harry released Harry's House, he dropped this Grammy-nominated album, Name It.
Fine Line?
Nice. Nice job, Kennedy. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lori, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, we have a pair of tickets for you. You're going to go see the Red Sox and the Orioles Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day at Fenway Park, okay?
Awesome.
It is awesome. You enjoy that. We're happy to give it to you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Lori from Hopedale, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
All right, everybody say good morning to Sherry.
Hi.
Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you guys doing?
I couldn't help myself, Kennedy. Do you remember this one?
Do I remember this one? S.T. Perry in it. What do you think?
Sherry?
I get that all the time.
Just to make you happy or sad?
No, don't bother me. You get used to it after a while.
Cinnamon go!
You just hope for a little originality, don't you? You wish you'd pick something else.
You've come to the wrong station.
Oh, that's so good to me. All right, why don't you get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Sherry, you get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. You tie, you lose. And Kennedy is now gone over into that booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, so there's a low-budget horror movie on the way called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And apparently Disney can't do anything about it because Winnie entered the public domain in January. I saw a screen grab of this movie.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That might be my favorite setup to a question I've ever written.
It looked like softcore or something you'd see on like Cinemax. Where does the real Winnie the Pooh live?
The 100 Acre Woods.
Jonathan Scott and Zooey Deschanel will appear in the upcoming season of Carpool Karaoke, the series. They met on the show 3 years ago and have been dating ever since. Jonathan Scott is a part of which television duo?
Property Brothers.
I saw one of them got injured. They posted something on Instagram while they were doing a demo. I don't know if it was him or Jonathan. or Jonathan, or what's his brother's name?
Something Scott.
Thanks, Scott. I think it's
Scott.
Question number three. After starring in Top Gun Maverick, Jay Ellis wants his pilot's license. Which pop star recently released the new Top Gun soundtrack lead single, Hold My Hand?
Oh, my God.
It's a good song.
Oh, no. Is it? I want to say Lady Gaga, but I don't think that's right.
Well, you should probably say that.
I would say it.
Yeah, I would say that if I were you.
Lady Gaga.
Stevie Nicks turned 74 today. She is the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song went to number one back in 1977 and then re-entered the top 10 in 2020 because of a viral TikTok video of a dude skateboarding and drinking cranberry juice?
I don't know that.
All right. Question number five. Mike Myers says Austin Powers worked because he, quote, there's something about sexuality that is corny. Mike Myers has a new show on Netflix. What is it called?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I don't know that one.
All
I
right.
wouldn't get it.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It would have been nice if it was an Austin Powers question.
Yeah, that would have been nice, Dan.
But you never know where I'm going, Sherry. I zig when you think I'm zagging.
Sherry got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay, well done, Sherry.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
There's a low-budget horror movie on the way called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and Disney can't do anything
so
about it
because
Winnie entered the public domain in January. Where does the real Winnie the Pooh live?
100 Acre Woods.
I'm all out of shotgun shells. Oh, bother.
Jonathan Scott and Zooey Deschanel will appear on the upcoming season of Carpool Karaoke, the series they met on the show 3 years ago and have been dating ever since. Jonathan Scott is a part of which television duo?
The Property Brothers.
Tied at 2. After starring in Top Gun Maverick, Jay Ellis wants his pilot's license. Which pop star recently released a new Top Gun soundtrack lead single, Hold My Hand?
Lady Gaga.
Did you see I haven't watched it yet, but James Corden and Tom Cruise in a fighter jet, apparently, flying upside down.
I can't imagine that ended well for James.
I saved it in my queue.
He seems a little bit fragile.
I was like, I want to watch this. Remember to watch this over the weekend. Tied at 3, question number 4. Stevie Nicks, turning 74 today. Of course, the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac. Which Fleetwood Mac song went to number 1 back in 77 and then re-entered the top 10 in 2020 because of a viral TikTok video of a dude skateboarding and drinking cranberry juice?
Dreams.
That's correct.
Such a wild
life. Life is crazy.
Life was different then.
4-3, question number 5. Mike Myers says Austin Powers worked because there's something about sexuality that is corny. Me. No, I mean, I'm saying that. He didn't say that.
Oh, it would have fit.
Mike Myers has a new show on Netflix, Kennedy. What is it called?
The Pentaveret.
Look at you.
I watch it. I think it's funny.
Yeah. He plays all of the characters.
He really, it's amazing.
He didn't want to pay anybody else, apparently.
Him and Eddie Murphy, man. They're like, I'll do everything.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Sherry, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, you have got yourself a $50 gift card to Burger King. Fuel your cravings with Coca-Cola Racing and Burger King. Find out more at bk.com/Coke, thirst for speed. You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sherry from Hayrow, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.